power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Man, I got it all tangled up. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, I thank God for my brother here. I mean, if we do a live broadcast and man, I need y'all to pray for me. Hallelujah. You know, God is a God of order, you know, and he do things decently and in order, you know, and sometimes I be a little out of order, you know. That's another story. Anyway, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Again, I say thank God for my brother and for men and women to be able to dwell together in unity and be a blessing to one another. You know, that's how God always designed for it to be, you know, for us to just sharpen one another, for us to just aid and support one another. For us just to assist one another. You know, that's all Jesus was doing when he was walking this earth. You know, he was just assisting all those that came to him. He was just helping them, no matter what their situation was. He was just assisting them and helping them and blessing them and empowering them and building them up. And then he made an awesome statement before he left here. He made some awesome statements. Here are some of the ones he made. He said, as I am, so are you. Here's another statement that he made. The thing that I do, the thing that you see me doing, all the things that you see me doing, so can you. Here's another statement that he made. And as the Father sent me to show you, then so send I you. And that's just us going out, man, and just blessing one another, just loving one another, just aiding and abating and helping one another, man, in the things of God, in the love of God. And coming into the reality of all the things that we heard in our religious service and everything else, man, you know, coming into the reality of that. Not just talking about that, but being that. That's why it's so important for you. That's why, you know, God sent me on this broadcast to share with you, to watch. Again, he said, now I commend you unto the word of my grace, which is able to build you up. Well, to help you walk in the reality of that. Jesus says, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. You know, he restores my soul. He leads and guides me in the path of righteousness. Watch this. For his name's sake. That's a powerful statement right there. He ain't just doing that for us. All the things that he do, he ain't doing that for us. That's for his name's sake. Maybe he got to back up his word. If he don't back up his word, man, then his word ain't no good. Everything he doing, man, is because that's what he said. He said for us to love one another, to bless one another, to empower one another, to think the best of one another, to look beyond one another's faults and mistakes and see their needs. What their needs are? Well, just to be loved. I don't care who you are. Every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl just want to be loved. They just want to be appreciated. And they just want to be well thought of. I don't care who you are. Right, because that's how your Father is. That's how our Creator is. And he created us just like him. That's all he wants. That's all he wants from us. He just wants us to love him, appreciate him, and think well of our Father in heaven. That's what praise and worship is, you know. And you think, when you can really think well of him, boy, you're talking about some praise and worship. Well, that's an awesome thing, there. Well, if we be, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Hey, once again, saints, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with you all, you know, the love of God, the kingdom ministry of God. Ever since we've been on this radio, you know, it's just only been the introduction. To the kingdom of God. Like I told you, we ain't heard nothing yet. All you've been hearing on this radio broadcast through this ministry right here is just the introduction to the kingdom of God. Well, there's a process. There's a going on in our God. There's a being born of the Spirit, and then after being born of the Spirit, or Bible terminology, born again, then, hey, that's just the beginning. That's just like a little bitty baby in the natural coming to the world. Now that you're born again, and there's a going on. There's a going on. A going on into what, Arthur? You know, through a divine process. A divine process that our Father in heaven set up on this earth. And he showed it to us through his Son. I want to share that with you. You know, the way we get to that place, there's a way we get to that place. Just because we hear those words and everything else, that just don't happen automatically. That's a divine process of getting to where we walk in the reality, man, of what we're talking about on this radio broadcast, where we can love one another, where we do help one another, where we do build one another up, where we do look past one another's faults and mistakes and see that need to be loved and appreciated and thought well of. In fact, God commanded us to do that. He said, hey, listen, love your enemies. A couple of them disciples, man, they saw some people, man, one time in a Bible story, they saw some guys that wouldn't worship in the same way they worship and more, and they wanted Jesus to destroy them. Just because they wasn't doing it the same way they was doing it. Or they didn't worship the same way they're doing, you know. Hey, they not with us, you know. And Jesus said, where you get that spirit from? That didn't come from me. I didn't come to destroy men's lives. I come in that all men might be saved. And boy, when I finish with you, you'll be able to go out into all the world like yeast and influence, man, every arrangement, every pattern of operation, every system on this earth. Well, where all that's at, Arthur? That's not in religion now. That's not in the church. That's where it should be, but unfortunately, it's lost. That's why I say we're just being into the introduction of what God has for us concerning the gospel of the kingdom. You know, that message it's been lost for a long time. And it's been replaced with another gospel. It's been replaced, you know, with the gospel of Jesus. It's been buried in the graveyard of religion. Boy, in our generation, I believe, boy, that the Spirit of the Lord, man, is bringing the body of Christ into the rediscovering of the kingdom of God. The rediscovering of it. It's been lost. Listen, I can bet to you, you know, and I just throw some just food for thought. Most of you who listen to the radio broadcast and to Christian radio broadcast, you know, you're already saved and you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he's done for you and a lot of messages, all the messages that you heard, you know. Here's a question. How many messages have you heard in all your time of going to church about the gospel of the kingdom? How many sermons have you heard about that? In all your you know, that's all Jesus preached. That's what his message was. He come preach the gospel of the kingdom. We've been preaching the gospel of Jesus. That's a good thing. Remember this. I always say this every now and then. The devil's most successful tactic against us as the body of Christ is to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. And listen, that's a good message. The gospel of Jesus. That's the means to something. That's a means to an end. Boy. The gospel that he preached. That's what's been lost. For a long time. And it's been replaced with the gospel of Jesus. And the gospel of Jesus, you know, there are all kinds of stories about him. All kinds of stories about what men say. And written in books and everything else. In fact, Jesus made a statement. He said, listen, you have heard that it has been said. And then he said, but I say unto you. Another place it said that, hey, in time past, God spoke to us through the law and the prophet. But in this day, he's speaking to us through his son. Another place in the Bible says this. From Moses all the way to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets has been preached. But now the kingdom of God is being preached in the world. I'm going to say that again. He say from Moses all the way to John the Baptist, the message was what you're preaching today. You know, the law and the prophets. Obey the law. And boy, the prophets prophesied that they are in the midst of all that thing that's going on in the doom and everything else. They kept prophesying that, boy, there's coming, man, a reigning king. There's coming, man, a Messiah. And this Messiah, boy, is a reigning king. And he's going to reestablish, boy, the kingdom, man, of David upon his earth. And he's going to sit on that throne. And of that kingdom, there will be no